This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 22nd. More splendid than Solomon. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 12. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Bobby McFerrin's mother taught him to love the Lord. When he grew up, he wrote the hit song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." The song's opening line says, "In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double." Jesus said, "I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Consider the ravens, consider the wildflowers. God feeds them, God clothes them, and you are much more valuable in his sight than birds and flowers. Trust God for your daily bread and bodily needs." Because so many of us live lives of little faith, we're often filled with fear and insecurity. We toil and fret and hold tight what we manage to earn. We set our hearts on these things. We run after these things. So many of us are often so preoccupied with getting and spending that we lay waste our powers, as the poet William Wordsworth put it. And in the process, we act like unbelievers. There is a freedom that comes with trusting God. We can sell some of our possessions without fear of becoming poor, and we can give to people in need, becoming richer ourselves with treasure in heaven. Pray with me. Increase our faith, Lord, for we are prone to worry. Give us a quiet, trusting, and loving heart that we may remember people in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.